This is Landon. This is Jack.
Welcome to Carpool Sports Talk, presented by Anchor. Here's your hosts, Landon, Zach, and Jack.
All right, here we are again. Today we're going to be ranking the four teams in the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference Finals. So the Suns, Clippers, Hawks, and Bucks. We're going to be all re-ranking them, 1 through 4. And then, I mean, pretty much who we rank one will be the our predictions, pretty much. So let's go, Jack. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. So I like the Clippers at number. Well, yeah, because if it's going to be our prediction, if it's our prediction who's going to win the finals is number one, then I'll say Clippers are number one. Suns are number two. I'll go Bucks 3, Hawks 4. Okay, and then I went with the Clippers because I had them at the beginning with my predictions from the beginning, and they've been winning for me. And they've been, even when they're down 0-2, they come back, they win it. And I've just tried not to put faith in them, but they
keep winning.
Terrence Mann.
I completely disagree with your rankings, but that's all right. I don't even know if Kawhi's going to come back this series. I mean, like, I get it. I love Paul George. Like, Paul George is awesome. I'm not disrespecting him, but I don't think that Clippers team can carry, especially if Chris Paul comes back as well. They didn't even beat the Suns without Chris Paul. They're not going to beat him with Chris Paul. So, for my number one, I'm going the Suns. I mean, they're on a roll. I mean, I would have said the Bucks, but the Suns are just...
Wait 1 second.
You can't beat them with Chris Paul. With Chris Paul, I mean, you can't stop them. I mean, with Devin Booker, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, it doesn't even seem like that good a team, but together they play so well.
Whoever wins the Western Conference Finals is going to win it all?
No, I'm not agreeing with that, no. I have the Bucks at number two. I mean, they beat the Nets with KD, went off. I don't understand. And then I got the Clippers at three because, I mean, come on. Without Kawhi, they're – I mean, yes, they beat the Jazz, which was pretty incredible. Yeah, but They already lost one game to the Suns. I mean, Paul's going to come.
They're going to win – I mean, they're going to lose tonight. They'll lose tonight. I know I'm calling it they'll lose tonight, but then they're going to win the series because they go
down. No, they're not going to win the series. And even if, let's just say, by the way, I got my Hawks at 4. No disrespect to Trae Young, but the team seems better.
Yeah.
But even if they do, I would have the Bucks, no doubt, winning in a series against the Clippers. No doubt in my mind that I would have I know they're not even going to make the finals. The Clippers aren't. But if they do, I still have the Eastern Conference over the Clippers.
So do you think that the Nets, if they would have won, they're the best team. They just lost game 7?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously. I mean, Kyrie was out.
I mean,
James Harden was injured. He just played with an injury. And obviously, KD stepped up in a big way. You can't expect that player to do that much. So, the Bucks just outlasted them. Which, credit to the Bucks, but I'm still going Suns as my number one. They're going to win. Especially with Chris Paul, they're going to win.
I'm not sure.
I don't understand with the Clippers, man. I mean, I don't know how long Kawhi's gonna be out, but like, he's definitely not coming back soon.
Yeah, I mean, he could be back for the finals.
Yeah, if they make it, which they're not going to. I'm sorry, but they're not gonna beat the Suns without Kawhi.
What?
They're not gonna beat the Suns without Kawhi. I mean, Terrence Mann stepped up against the Jazz, but they can't expect Terrence Mann and Paul George to step up every single game.
I really like what Ty Lue has been doing. He sets it up, like, he switches up the lineup every night. Like, I think he's one of the best coaches.
He's a good coach. Whether you like him or not, he's a good coach. Like,
And I gotta put my faith in the Clippers.
I can't put my faith in the Clippers. I don't. The Clippers. Get me right. I don't think the Clippers have ever won the finals, have they?
No. They've never gotten to the conference finals.
Yeah, they never gotten to the conference finals, and it's just not, it's not gonna be their year to win. It's gonna have to wait one more year.
Well, we'll have to see.
All right. But speaking of basketball, Chicago Sky, they're on a roll. I mean, they can't be stopped now. Now that Candace Parker's back, they can't be stopped. I mean, I don't think we're not gonna lose another game in the regular season. I mean, seriously, though, with Candace Parker, I don't think we're losing another game. I think we're going to win out the rest of our games.
No, not that.
Come on, you got to have faith.
They're not going to win every game.
We're unbeatable right now. What do we have, four or five games?
We haven't beaten the top two teams in the league. We haven't.
Yeah, but didn't we beat the third best team?
Yeah, we beat the third best team twice, and we play them again. And after we have a 2-game series against the Liberty, which I think will sweep them because they're
not good.
I mean, Sabrina, I guess.
Sabrina Ionescu is awesome, but the I feel like they were a little overrated at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, they were on a streak, and I don't.
But I feel like if they make it to the playoffs, which they probably will, I feel like Sabrina will show up.
Yeah.
She's just clutch. She's awesome. But also Courtney Vandersloot, player of the week. Or one of the players of the week.
She's not in the Olympics.
No Sky are in the Olympic team. That's a bit weird, but
I mean, Candace Parker's old, and
she's still good, though.
I would argue.
Well, no. But I know she's old, but there's other old people on that team. Like,
I mean,
it's not just her that's old in the WNBA that are still awesome.
Yeah. I mean, Sue Bird,
I feel like she should.
Sue Bird is. Like,
yeah, exactly. And she's her and
she's like
whatever,
40.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. And she's on that,
I guess. But
all right, I think that's all. Don't forget to subscribe, I guess. This is Landon.
This is Jack, and this is
Carpool Sports Talk.